He's 17. He has severe autism and thankfully very well controlled epilepsy. He's come out of school at 16 and loving life. He's doing fantastically well at the Ashbourne Road Music School and also at Pace. He's doing a lot of activities that he wants, exploring his interests. He's in control of his own money. He does shopping with the beautiful staff at Aldi that support him, and also the Mallard, who know him pretty well too.
So he's got a lot of care within the communities and a lot of people know him. So what sort of support did you get?
Nothing from social care. Mark left school, and that was the first time social care have actually made any contact with him. And basically said that they felt that he would be better off going back to school. Mark is not better off going back to school. Mark has got the amazing teachers. He's got Mel and Mick down the road, John and Joan, like you say, all the community have come together for Mark, and they're worth their weight in gold. He is getting direct payments now, which started off at just 4 hours, and he's doing woodwork, and he's also doing, like I say, his music, and he's going through a broker.
So you gave up work initially. How hard a decision was that?
It's something you have to do. I needed to ensure that Mark would have the life that he needs. I needed to learn about Mark, and I promised that I wouldn't fail him, and I needed him to progress so that he had actually had a voice.
Do you sometimes feel like you've lost out a bit?
Yeah. I've missed a lot out with my daughter, which I wish I had the support there. And I still miss her now. I wish the support was there. Now it's a different kind of support that I need, and more that Mark needs. Mark needs to be enabled by other people other than me, and not in a family environment.
There was a point when you managed to complete a degree while Mark was at school, didn't you?
Yes, I had amazing lecturers at Nottingham Trent University, and also fantastic friends. They just adapted my coursework, so I was able to complete. I don't regret for a single millisecond what I've done. But what I do regret is, or the system should regret, is the lack of input that they have done.